USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
China continues to threaten President Biden and the American people. Beijing's ambassador to the United States warned Tuesday it will view further U.S. arms sales, official travel to Taiwan, or naval activity near the self-governing island as provocations that will further destabilize relations and prevent progress on other issues. Representative Liz Cheney, the Republican from Wyoming, lost her re-election campaign by a landslide Tuesday.
No House seat, no office in this land is more important than the principles that we are all sworn to protect.
Lawyer Harriet Hageman will represent the Republican ticket in November's midterm elections. Arizona and Nevada will face more cuts in water from the Colorado River and Lake Mead. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation said Tuesday it's blaming the drought for the cutbacks. USA Radio News.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discoveringjack.com. That's discoveringjack.com. His secret is free. Just go to discoveringjack.com. Discoveringjack.com.
China's premier has called on the country's richest provinces to offer economic support to boost pro-growth measures. China saw consumption and output unexpectedly slow down in July. An uncompromising zero-COVID approach was probably the reason. In a rare move, China's central bank cut lending rates on Monday to revive demand. The on-again, off-again, on-again kidnapping trial of the governor in Michigan continues.
Defense attorneys in Michigan grilled an FBI informant in the trial of two men accused of conspiring to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. They questioned Dan Chappell's motivation to get inside a band of anti-government extremists and the key steps he took to gather evidence. Adam Fox and Barry Croft Jr. are on trial for the second time on conspiracy charges. A federal jury could not reach a unanimous verdict in April, but acquitted two other men. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
President Biden put $3.9 billion from student loans onto the American taxpayers to pay back. More than 200,000 former students who still owe a federal student loan from their time at ITT Technical Institute will see their loan balances wiped clean, whether they applied for forgiveness or not. This brings the total amount of student loan reassignments under Biden to nearly $32 billion. The Biden administration has spent nearly $3.8 trillion on their agenda since Inauguration Day. As the country continues to suffer from the resulting recession, Republican Representative Byron Donalds on Fox News calls out Democrats for putting agenda over the needs of the country.
No, what America needs right now is for these Democrat senators. I'm talking about Castro in Nevada. I'm talking about Deb Haaland in New Hampshire, Raphael Warnock in Georgia. What they need to do, Mark Kelly in Arizona, they need to actually get those hires for border control and border security so we're not losing 100,000 plus people a year to fentanyl overdoses. That's what they should be focused on in the United States Senate, not sending more employees into the IRS to harass American citizens just so they can squeeze every single dollar for their wasteful spending on green energy, which frankly does not work. It's not as green as they say, and it actually pollutes the environment when you look at the entire supply chain of solar panels and wind turbines.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.